You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. And we're on What's Happening. We'll be back in a moment.
We're giving social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Daryl.
So tell us about what we've been listening to so far.
So I was playing a couple of songs that featured me in bands that I was in back in the day. The first song was I Think She Likes Me by Treat Her Right, a band featuring Mark Zammon, Bill Conway, and David Champagne and myself. And that was the song that was on RCA Records and did okay on radio and all that stuff back then. And then another few years after that, I was in a band called The, an English band, and that was a redone version of his song, This Is the Day. And that was me playing with Matt Johnson and The, and that was a fun song that was, I thought, came out really good, featured a lot of harmonica, so I thought I should play it.
Yeah, that would make sense. So, you know, people, and this is probably a question you've never had before, maybe you have, playing the harmonica, because I know there's all different, you know,
keys and
everything, but also, you know, you look at it and it's like, okay, how do you figure out where to get the right music from the harmonica? You know, because, you know, as a kid, everybody must have had one, you know, but it looks so much more complex watching great musicians and harp players play than just, you know, you give like a kid a harmonica. I mean, it's not the same, you know.
Well, for me, you know, I was before I ever picked up a harmonica, I was listening to Robert Johnson and Muddy Waters and, you know, Little Walter and Junior Wells and really digging what they were doing. And so once I got a hold of a harmonica and I had my brother playing guitar and he's kind of pushing me in the right direction, I just tried to figure out how to do what they were doing as close as I could, you know. And after a while, it starts to make sense and click, and then you figure out how to do. First, you try and imitate and do what they're doing, play that solo, you know, figure out how to play the solo on, you know, Walking Blues or whatever. And then you try and find a song of your own or somebody's playing that you hadn't heard a solo on and try and create a solo of your own. But for me, you know, how to figure it out, when I teach, I say to people that I'm teaching, learn to play the melody. And that's, you know, that's the first step for me when I'm trying to play a harmonica to a song. Just try to figure out, find the right harmonica for the melody, whatever diatonic harmonica it might be.
You know, is there, like I said, I mean, it looks like magic to play the harmonica because, you know, you see it's, okay, well, blow in and out, but there's so much more to it.
Well, there's bending and, you know, sleight of hand and, you know, levitation, all those things.
Yeah, I know, you know, James Montgomery does it well, too.
Yeah, he's a great player.
Very, very well.
Yeah, good guy.
Yeah, and always playing the blues.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of music. So, you know, like the Treat Her Right was sort of a blues-oriented band, but I've always tried to play music and whatever type of music might be. It might be country, and Session Americana is kind of more in the folk realm. And you know, we have a lot of folk music associations, and one of the best people we met through all this was a singer named Anais Mitchell, who's from Vermont, and she got us up to Vermont. Our latest live album was recorded in Vermont, and that's sort of our home away from home. We love Vermont. But Anais and Jefferson, the guitar player and singer in the band now, did a album of child ballads, a very folk-oriented English ballads thing, and I thought we might play one of the ballads, the two of them, just the two of them playing guitars and singing.
Willie's Lady. Folk.
Yeah. Is that number two? Yeah.
Yes. Let's go right to the music. Enjoy. Thanks.
Could be before. before. She's fired the babe when none could be before.
What's happening? I'm Aaron.
I'm Jim.
And I'm DJ D.
Yeah.
His name changes by the moment. That's a great song.
Yeah, that's a Leuven Brothers song that we covered on our last record. That was a duet sung by Jefferson and Rye. And I was trying to follow up the beautiful duet between Anais Mitchell and Jefferson there.
Where can they get your album?
So, you know, we come to a gig, we'll sell you an album at our gig, or you can go to sessionamericana.com. Of course, one of the reasons I'm here tonight is because we have a new album coming out, which is a live album, but it's not quite out yet, and we need a little help, so we're getting a Kickstarter that opened yesterday, and we have a Kickstarter fund going for the new live album. Also, we have I'm with Dinty t-shirts, and we have a trucker cap, and we have an enamel camping cup with our logo, and digital downloads and CDs to be provided. But we also, you can go to the website and get our last two albums. We've put out about six albums, but some of which are out of print, but we have some best of things that will be coming out, and we have the last two, and that's from Great Shakes, our latest album.
So we have at least the cover's really interesting.
Oh, yeah. So I wanted to play some more music of my fellow bandmates, and I'm with Dinty, and the rest of the band is, and he has been a member of the great Chandler Travis Philharmonic for many years, and you just can't hear enough of the Chandler Travis Philharmonic. So I figured I'd bring in Let's Have a Pancake and play a track from that great CD.
And it's called Nature Boy.
Yeah, right on. It was hard to choose which song to play, I'll tell you what.
Well, you know what? You choose them all. Let's go right back to the music. Enjoy.
I'm not a doctor, so don't show me your paw. You got me cornered up against the wall, and I don't know how I got like that. Baby, come get your cat. Get sick when you're around, I won't be your toad, and I don't know how it got like that. Baby, come get your cat. Come get your cat. Sometimes I don't have a clue about what you mean. You're always boiling water just to watch the steam, and I don't know how something so good turned to something so bad. Baby, come get your cat. Somewhere, you can't pin that on me. We've gone from bad to worse with nothing in between, and I don't know how it got like that. Baby, come get your cat. Come get your cat. Baby, come get your cat.
That actually was a perfect track, Come Get Your Cat, because we found out on the album, you look and you see the correct amount of tracks. You look inside and you find out there's no number four. So if you want to hear Nature Boy, you've got to go out and get the album. by
Chandler Travis Philharmonic. I think that's Let's Have a Pancake.
And that was a surprise, but it was a good surprise.
Oh, that's a great song. So there's not a bad song on that CD, for sure. So I was surprised, though.
Well, but you know, a hidden track, surprise track, you know.
Number four, I have to call Dinty up and ask him what number four is. He might know. Dinty was playing mandocello on that, and from our band, Dinty, and other things, I think, as well. And this next song you're about to play will be a Dennis Brennan song featuring our drummer, the great Billy Beard.
Enjoy.
I'll be back next week.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Jim.
And I'm D.
Told you, he's changing it every time.
Every
you know?
Time.
Next, it's just going to be D. Bringing us the music behind the music is great.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I was thinking about not playing live, and what would be cool would be to spin some CDs that were... All the guys play, and we all play in a lot of different settings and bands, and so I thought it'd be cool to get some of the background and history of the players and our music and what gets us going.
Like the last song, you were in the background of that.
I was on that song. I sort of had meant to play a different song, but I did play a song that I actually played on. Dennis is a great harmonica player, Dennis Brennan, but we have a great mutual admiration as far as each other's playing, and he asked me to play on that record, which was recorded a little while ago. And one other thing is I'd like to mention is the guy who mixed that record is an old friend of mine, Paul Coldery, who mixed the Treat Her Right record. He mixed the Morphine stuff we were talking about before. He's mixed almost all of the Session Americana stuff, and he mixed the forthcoming album. And we went to school together, and I've known him for years, and he's just a great engineer. So it's cool that he's mixed a couple of these things we listened to, the Treat Her Right and the Dennis Brennan, the Session Americana.
Which is really cool, because we always tell people on the show that if you never know, networking never hurts. You never know who you're going to meet or who's going to be part of your life. I mean, it could be for a moment, it could be for a long time. And, you know, he's still mixing your music, which means he's got to be excellent.
And, yeah, he's very good.
And but also, the whole band together. And you've got a show coming up.
Sure, yeah. Next week we're playing at the Riverwalk Music Hall down in Scituate on Friday the 2nd.
And then, of course, people need to go to your website and
SessionAmericana.com. The whole schedule is there.
We're and some videos.
Videos and how to get CDs if you want to get CDs from us, and our upcoming dates, whether it's local or going further afield to Belgium. Come see us in Northern Italy in April.
Belgium is really, really nice.
Yeah, they have good beer.
It's also great, though, to go there.
It's great.
Well, you know, a little bit different over there than it is here as far as, you know, the age level, age and everything else. But that's a different story for another time.
Yes, it is, sir.
But I want to thank you for coming in.
Thanks.
You have any other projects you're working on?
No, this pretty much keeps me going right now. I've played in lots of different bands and had other irons in the fire, but at the moment, it's really pretty much this. You know, I still have a part-time day job, and so it's hard to keep all those things going and keep your energy. I'm very focused on this band, and it's great. I have such a good time playing with my brothers.
Well, I can see why. I mean, the music is excellent, and
thank you.
It's real American music.
Yeah, it is.
And
just like the Blasters used to say, it's, you know, American music.
You know, it's, can't get away from it.
No.
You want to, because you know what? It's, I mean, just like blues and jazz, I mean, it's all American music. When you had all the singer-songwriters and you had all the people playing the coffee houses, whether it's Dylan or, you know, Peter, Paul, and Mary, or, you know, Mama Cass, you know, you name it. I mean, you know, they were our foundation back then, but you're not letting it go away, which is fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank
that's
you for
right.
That.
Yeah.
You know, because you know what? It's great music.
I love music. And if it's great, lucky me. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And off of your album, Love and Dirt?
Yeah, I wanted to play something a little older, a little tribute to my Western roots, a song that we wrote together. Well, my song called Making Hay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Let's go to the music.
Getting old. salt marsh hay. I'll be coming and bailing at the break of day. I'm a straw walker, salad talker, stomp, jump, plow. You made a love me later, gonna love me now. I'm making hay. 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 I'm making hay.
Hi, we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
She's adorable. Speaking of adorable little kids, I was at the lobster shanty. Speaking of the lobster shanty, a couple weeks ago, we had a gig, and I had just started my song, No Right to Sing the Blues, and this little boy yelled out, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star," and he was probably 3.5 years old. Now, everybody at the lobster shanty heard the kid over me, even though I had a microphone and a PA system, because he's 3.5 years old, and his voice carried. But I didn't want to ignore the poor little fella, because he was so sweet. He was a nice kid. And at the same time, it was too late, because I had already started No Right to Sing the Blues. So this is what I did. I had picked up coffee when I got up, tasted and good, another cup. My morning paper for happy news, and I think I'd be right to sing the blues. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above, world so high, I think I'd have to twinkle in my eye. Twinkle, my soul key. I hit the lottery four times that week. I don't see the connection, but mom didn't raise no doubt. Who knows? I think I'd have to write. It was kind of fun. The whole crowd reacted because I did it on the fly with that little kid, you know.
All right, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford.
So, Daryl, got special dedication coming up.
Yeah, one of our followers from the nightclubs. Guy who unfortunately passed away a week ago, so I wanted to dedicate a few songs to him and all the Rain Gang, if you will. We had about 150, 200 people follow us every week, and there's a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, a lot of them are listening tonight. So we'd like to maybe send out a couple of songs to Guy and to Lee, and wishes the best.
So what are we going to start with?
Let's try with Johnny Mathis, Begin the Begin.
And away we go. We'll be right back.
so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore and the orchestra's playing, and even the poems seem to be swaying when they begin the beginning. To live it again when the tune clutches my heart, and there we are swearing to love forever and promising never, ever to part. What now is divine, what rapture surreal. Clouds spring along to disperse the joys we have to stay. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well. When they begin the beginning.
Solo aquí en la playa es el sol que me acompaña y me quema, y me quema. Cuando calienta el sol aquí en la playa, siento tu cuerpo vibrar cerca de mí. Es tu palpitar, es tu cara, es tu pelo, son tus besos, me estremezco. Cuando calienta el sol aquí en la playa, tu cuerpo vibra cerca de mí.
palpitar. Tu recuerdo, mi locura, mi delirio, mi estremezco.
Yes to me. Tell me, quando, quando, quando. You mean happiness to me. Oh, my love, please tell me when. Every moment's a day. Every can wait a moment more. Tell me quando, quando, quando. Say it's me that you adore. And then, darling, tell me when.
Bueno. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Good night, sweetheart, well, sweetheart, well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Baby, I just can't get right. Well, I hate to leave you, babe. I don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you. I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Mother, oh, and your father, like it if I stay here too long. One kiss and talk, and I'll be going, you know. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Thank you for listening to What's Happening. Going to go out with Little Martha by Greg Guba, dedicated to Martha and Ronnie. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.